Today on the Pastor's Study, I begin with asking a question. What is Christmas? What is Christmas? I'm hoping that this broadcast will be heard the Sunday before Christmas. Amen. So we're going to look at what is Christmas? What is Christmas? But before we begin, as always, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful and grateful for this time that you've given us to open up thy very words, your very inspired words that you've preserved, inerrant, infallible, in the King James Bible. Father, now I pray that you would bless the saint of God who is listening today, encourage them, strengthen them, build them up in the things of the faith. Help them to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray also if there be a lost soul that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, this would be the very day that they would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Father, we pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. What is Christmas? If you were to ask the question on the street, what is Christmas? What sort of responses would you expect to get? Some people get their idea about what Christmas is from television and movies. Some people get their idea about what Christmas is from the world and its philosophies. Some people get their idea about what Christmas is from their family, their traditions. If you asked the retailer, what is Christmas? He might tell you it is the make or break time for him. Ask most children, what is Christmas? And they will no doubt speak of Santa Claus and receiving gifts. Depending on who else you asked, there would be a wide variety of responses. When we as Christians ask the question, what is Christmas? We should go to the Scripture. First of all, Christmas is God the Father giving His Son to the world. Christmas is God the Father giving His Son to the world. Listen to these verses of Scripture. The first one is very famous in John 3:16, or very familiar. For God so loved the world. How much did he love the world, we ask? That he gave his only begotten Son. That's how much he loved the entire world. And what was the reason that God the Father gave his only begotten Son to the world? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We read further in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time was come, in other words, when God was ready, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Why? To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Second of all, Christmas is God the Holy Spirit giving miracles that were needed. Christmas is God the Holy Spirit giving miracles that were needed. Look in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 to 37. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. So we see the miraculous conception of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see also the miraculous conception of John the Baptist. Amen. We read about the miraculous conception of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, in reference to Joseph. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The miraculous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told in Romans chapter 5, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. And of course that one man was Adam, our father. And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. See? Jesus came because sin entered the world through Adam. See? We go on and we read in verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, the offense is, in other words, Adam's sin, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so it is the gift. So it is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. That miraculous birth, the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, to take away sin that had passed upon all men because of Adam's fall in the garden. Another thing about Christmas is God the Son giving himself for the sins of the world. Listen to what the Word of God has to say in Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, we read, Who gave himself, the who in himself is Jesus Christ. And the reason he gave himself, who gave himself for our sins. That's right, if you're listening today, our sins. That includes you and I and everybody else in this world. So he gave himself for our sins. Why? That he might deliver us from what? From this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. We saw that sin entered the world through Adam, and therefore death unto everybody. So everybody on the face of this earth needs to be delivered. Delivered from their sin, delivered from this present evil world, and that's according to the will of God in our Father. See, God is willing that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. That's his will for mankind. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. We read this in the Word of God. Who gave himself? Again, the who in himself is Jesus Christ. But the important thing to see in those two verses, in Galatians 1, verse 4, and Titus chapter 2, verse 14, is the verb gave. In other words, he didn't have to give himself for our sins. See? It's a gift. Again, Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, we saw in Galatians 1, verse 4, was that he might deliver us from this present evil world. In Titus chapter 2, verse 14, we see who gave himself that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Okay, so we see there in Titus 2:14, he gave himself that he might redeem or buy us back. From what? From sin, from all our sins, from all our iniquity. Again, because we saw in Galatians 1:4, we need to be delivered. Not only that, not only did he who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, he didn't just leave us there. He goes on and says, and purify, cleanse, in other words, unto himself a peculiar people. Peculiar in whose eyes? Not in God's eyes, but in the world's eyes. You, if you're living, trying to live for God and doing what's right, my friend, in the eyes of this present evil world, you are a peculiar person. Because this present evil world is doing just the complete opposite, amen? But Titus 2:14 doesn't stop there. Who gave himself that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Ah, that's where the good works come in. After salvation, not before. There's nothing that you and I can do to save ourselves. But certainly as a result of the transformation, being a new creature in Christ, then you should be zealous, desirous, fervent of good works, so that your Father, which is in heaven, will be glorified. Amen? Another thing about Christmas is a virgin giving her womb to the Holy Ghost. We go back to Luke chapter 1. You know, Mary didn't have to. You know, she could have said, just thought it was just some crazy dream that she was having when the angel appeared to her and told her that she was going to conceive and bring forth the Savior of the world. In Luke chapter 1, verse 38, we read this, and Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." That's referring to herself, a handmaid, a servant, someone in a lowly position. She says, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Let it be according to the word of God. And the angel departed from her. She could have said, "No way, I don't want any part of this. Go away, I don't know what's going on, and I don't care." No, she humbled herself and said, "Behold," and Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do." Because she knew it was according to the word of God. You know what, my friend listening today? You can't go wrong. When you and I, we cannot go wrong when you and I do things according to the Word of God. Another thing about Christmas is Joseph giving his pride and his desires for God. Let's check in on Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 for a moment. Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost." They were espoused. They were married, but they had not had sexual intercourse as of yet. And here she is found of child. And Joseph could have made a spectacle of Mary and dishonored her. But we read, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily." You know, to keep hush-hush, to not bring anything out in the open, to just, you know, put her away. Take her out of town somewhere where she wouldn't be disgraced. "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And thou shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." See? He put aside his pride. He put aside supposedly his shame and disgrace that could have been. He put them aside. Christmas is Joseph giving his pride and his desires for God. Christmas is angels giving good tidings. They're excited. Amen. What took place? Look with me as we turn back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 18 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So they gave good tidings. Christmas is the shepherds giving praise and testimony to the birth of the Lord. Luke again, chapter 2 again, verses 17 and through 20. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard, it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Yes, the shepherds gave praise and testimony to the birth of the Savior. That's what Christmas is also. Shepherds. Lowly shepherds giving praise and testimony to the birth of the Savior. Christmas is also wise men giving of their time and treasure. Matthew chapter 2 with me. Matthew 2 and verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The timing of this event was approximately about 2 years after the Lord was born. They found him, the young child, with his mother. And they gave him gifts of gold. Gold is a gift for a king. Gifts of frankincense. A gift for God. Gifts of myrrh. A gift for a man who was going to die. They gave of their time and treasure that Christmas. Certainly they their time, amen, as they traveled many, many, many miles. As they followed that star, not knowing where it would take them. And then we come 8 days after the birth of our Lord. And we see that Christmas is Simon giving glory to God for the child. Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 35 with me. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simon, the same was just and devout, watching for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marvel at those things which were spoken of him. And Simon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts be revealed. Not only was Simon there at the circumcision of Christ, but also a prophetess named Anna. Christmas is a prophetess Anna giving thanks for redemption in Christ. Verse 36 of Luke 2. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. As we conclude today, we can see in short, as we began and we asked, what is Christmas? My friend, Christmas is giving. First of all, it is God giving to man, and then it is man giving to God. Much has been given for you and me because of Christmas. So I ask you, what will we give Jesus? That concludes our study today. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor's study today. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you. And good day.